Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was not among those who supported impeachment before Ukraine, but I call for impeachment today because our president is, as we speak, abusing his power and placing himself above the law. President Trump's attempt to sabotage the 2020 election is a clear and present danger on our democracy. We the people know this, and more Americans support impeachment today than at any time since Richard Nixon's final weeks in office. We know that it's wrong to enlist the help of foreigners in interfering in our elections. We know it's wrong to cheat, and we know what's at stake. It's not just that our elections were attacked, our elections are under attack right now. The very day the Judiciary Committee voted out articles of impeachment, President Trump welcomed Rudy Giuliani back to the White House. President Trump is still at it. He's doubling down. He doesn't think he can win an election fair and square, so he's trying to cheat. To ignore these crimes is not just giving the president a pass, it's giving him a green light. Those who vote against impeachment are not just endorsing President Trump's past actions, but his future ones as well. If you think I exaggerate in warning that our elections can be undermined, I'd urge you to come down to Georgia, find a black man or woman of a certain age, and they'll tell you the danger is real. And they'll tell you of brave Americans, patriots willing to risk far more than a political career, who marched and struggled and sometimes died so that we could have fair and free elections. We're not asked to possess even a fraction of their courage. We're simply called upon today to do what's right. And I'm proud to vote yes on impeachment, and with that, I yield back.
Gentleman from Georgia.